Good morning, everybody. Let us pray before we start our word. Father, it's time to listen to you, to receive your word, the bread of life. We are ready to take and share and digest and use it for our daily life. Come and talk to us and bless each of us. We thank you, Father, and pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Let us take the book of John, chapter 9. We were supposed to read the whole chapter, but we don't have time. We are going to take some verses and read from verse 1 until 18. John 9. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parent, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parent, but that the work of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work. As long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. The neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, Is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, How when thine eyes opened? He answered and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received the sight. Then said unto him, Where is he? He said, I know not. They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, He put clay upon my eyes, and I washed, and do see. When we read Romans, I think you know that verse, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. The Bible says that faith comes from hearing the message, hearing the word of God. And this man who met Jesus Christ for a very short time, he can tell to people what he heard from Jesus Christ. He can also share that I felt something when Jesus touched me. So he heard, he put his confidence in the word of Jesus Christ, and he translated it into action, and he was healed. And that is our first lesson we draw from this text. That when you believe in the word of Jesus Christ, in the instructions of Jesus Christ, and translate it into actions, you can live the result of your faith. You believe in the word and you translate it into actions. You hear what Jesus Christ is saying and you translate it into action. This blind man was free. He was free to agree, and he was also free to refuse. It was possible to him to say, "Yes, you have put mud on my eyes, but I will not go to the pool of Siloam." So he was free to choose, but he decided to listen to the word and go and obey to the word and translate it into action. And then he was healed. So listen to the word, believe to the word, and you will be healed. You will live the result of your faith. So this is a very important step for this man. He is physically healed. Then someone may ask the question, is he also spiritually healed? And we are going to discover it in this text together. He met Jesus Christ and he talked about his experience to others. Some people think that you can meet Jesus Christ and keep quiet. You are saved and you keep quiet. You don't want to talk about it. Some people think about that. But what we have read in this text shows that it's not possible to meet Jesus Christ and keep quiet, because people will discover the change and people will ask you questions. So it is not possible to meet Jesus Christ, to be saved, and keep quiet. And that is the experience we find here. The change is so great that the neighbor will discover that this person is different. And you may decide to keep quiet, but they will ask questions and listen to the first question of the neighbor. Those who knew you before you meet Jesus Christ, the question is this not the man who used to sit here and beg? Some said, yes, it is he. And others said, no, he is like him. But he himself, he is obliged to say, it is me. So the second lesson we draw from this text is that you cannot believe in Jesus Christ and remain silent. It is not possible. You cannot meet Jesus Christ and remain silent, because neighbors will ask questions, and those questions will push you to testify. Jesus saves us and immediately sent us to testify. You cannot keep quiet if you are saved, because when you receive Jesus Christ, you join a church in mission. That is our theme today. You join a church in mission, and as soon as you believe in Jesus Christ, you are immediately sent to testify. This man met Jesus Christ, and he is immediately sent to testify. You are not asked to read the whole Bible to testify. You are not asked to go far to testify. You talk to neighbors not far from you, and you say, you share only your experience When we listen to this man, we can find that he has no other message than describing his feeling and what he heard from Jesus Christ. So he describes and say, "I felt someone touching my face. I heard someone saying, 'Go to the pool of Siloam.'" That's all. That's all from this man. He did not read the whole Bible. He knew nothing about the books of the Bible. But he can share that he felt and he heard something. Short message, short testimony, but powerful message. Because he's talking about his own experience. And the lesson we can draw from there is that when you are asked to testify, simply report what you had as experience with Jesus Christ. Simply talk about that. You don't need a long message, but talk like this man. "I felt, I heard." But the problem is that many of us has no experience to share. And that's why they keep quiet. But just share what you know. You can find that the level of this man is a very low level. Because the only thing he knows is that he met a man called Jesus. That's all. A man called Jesus made the mat and he put it on my face. So he's talking about a man, maybe a medical doctor, a man called Jesus, a skillful healer. He knows nothing about Jesus the Messiah, but he talks only about a man. A man called Jesus. So just share what you know. Because it is Jesus who is sending him to testify. So he talks about the man. A man called Jesus is the one who healed me. But that was a powerful message. Because when you read verse 12, you find that the neighbors, after listening to that short testimony, they want to meet Jesus. Yes. They want to meet Jesus. And then they put to this person, this preacher of a man called Jesus, they will put to him a very difficult question. And the question is, then, where is he? That is to say, they want to meet Jesus. But unfortunately to this preacher, he did not meet Jesus. He was blind, and he does not know Jesus. And even Jesus is not around. So for this question, show us the man. He has no response, because Jesus Christ is not there. And the lesson we can draw from there is, be careful, brothers and sisters. That is lesson four. People you preach the gospel will look for Jesus in your life. You may talk about a man called Jesus, but immediately these people will say, "Okay, it is fine. You have talked about Jesus, but can you show us Jesus Christ in your life?" And the embarrassing situation here for this man is that he cannot show Jesus. And that may be your problem. This question will be always put to you. Yes, you have preached Jesus Christ. Then can you show Jesus Christ in your daily life? Are you ready to show Jesus Christ in your daily life? And when you are not able to show Jesus Christ in the daily,
life, then people will not believe in your Jesus. They will not believe you, and that is what happened to this man. They did not believe him. They said, okay, because we cannot believe what he's saying, let us bring him to the Pharisees. Maybe they will continue the investigation and find out whether the man is saying the truth. So they brought the man to the Pharisees. Then the problem became more complicated to him because he is brought to church leaders, to scholars, to those who will debate. And the debate is not at the low level here. It is now at the high level. He has to testify and talk to Pharisees. As you can see in the text we read, here it is a theological debate. Then these people say, okay, this man, you said that he was blind. Yes. Now, how come that he was healed today, Sabbath day? Then they say, we do not believe that this man is coming from God. That is a debate between them. And others say, okay, so how come that he can perform such a miracle? Someone who is a sinner, who is a lawbreaker, who do not keep the Sabbath. And the man is listening to the debate. Then they say, okay, let us ask him the question and maybe he will respond. You men who say that you were healed by him, can you give your opinion? Who is this man who healed you? And I think because he listened to their debate, then he noticed that it is not about a simple man. As he said before to neighbors, because to neighbors he said, a man called Jesus healed me. But now he thought that he has to change the message and talked about a higher man than a simple man called Jesus. So he said without hesitation, this is a prophet. It is not a man. But I believe that he must be a prophet. When the man said that Jesus is a prophet, he is inviting them to believe in a prophet. Because in their debate, they said he is a sinner. He does not come from God. But the man says, no, he is a prophet because he healed me. He cannot be a prophet and then be at the other side a sinner. So Jesus is bringing this man to testify to the scholars, to Pharisees, even when he has no going-in message. He just talked that Jesus is a prophet. Then believe in the prophet. And unfortunately, these people will not believe. They say, no, you are lying. This man is not a prophet. This is to say, you may have a good testimony. You believe that you met Jesus Christ. He even performed miracles. And you want to share that testimony to others. It is possible that when you want to share it, people will not believe. They will say you are a liar. And that is what happened to this man. We read in the Bible, when you read Acts chapter 4 and 5, we find that when Jesus Christ performed wonders and miracles through his apostles, people, and especially religious authority, did not believe. They said to them, don't speak about Jesus. Don't teach in the name of Jesus Christ. But these people responded, we must obey God and not men. And when we read in chapter 4, they said, we cannot stop speaking of what ourselves have seen and have heard. So, you have an experience, you have been healed, you want to share that as a miracle performed in your life. Yes, you can testify, but don't be discouraged, because some of those you will share the experience will not believe. They will say you are a liar. So prepare yourself to meet and face such kind of situation. And if you believe, that's lesson 5, if you believe in Jesus Christ, he will send you soon to witness to every kind of authorities, church leaders, political leaders. They may not believe in what you are saying, but the good thing is that the word of God is already preached to them. Amen. The word of God is already preached to them. They may not believe. They will oppose you. They will oppose. We believe that they are working for their father Satan, who opposes Jesus and his followers. But when we are facing such opposition, let's continue our work, because the word of God is preached to them, even those who refuse our testimony. If Pharisees cannot believe that Jesus is a prophet, do you think they will believe that Jesus is a Messiah? They will not. And when they find that this man is saying that it's possible that Jesus is a Messiah, the Bible says that they expelled him out of the synagogue. So the last lesson is that as soon as you believe in Jesus Christ, prepare yourself for persecution. You will be expelled, it's possible, from the synagogue. And that is what this man met when he was testifying. And when he was out of the synagogue, Jesus came and met him, because he knew that he was physically healed, but not spiritually healed. Then he came, and you can find that to the question, do you believe in the Son of Man? He responded, who is that man that I can believe in him? That is to say, he was testifying, but he had no complete message, because he don't even know Jesus Christ. He was blind. He has experience with him, but he has to meet Jesus Christ face to face and have complete faith in him. And that's not different from what we are living in Jesus Christ. When you walk day after day with Jesus Christ, you come to understand that every day you understand him differently. You are not different from this person. If you decide to walk day after day with Jesus Christ, you find that today you understand new things. And that's what we can read in the Bible when Jesus talked to the wind. The disciples said, but who is this man who can talk even to the winds? So decide today to walk day after day with Jesus Christ. And day after day, you will have new understanding of him, until the day we will meet him face to face. We will be learning new things from Jesus Christ. Then the last question is, which kind of Jesus did you meet? A man? A prophet? the Son of God. And which kind of Jesus are you preaching? Amen. A prophet or the Son of God. If you want to be a preacher of the gospel, decide to walk day after day with Jesus Christ. And you'll find that your message will change day after day. Because if you are at the level of preaching amen, I pray that tomorrow you'll be able to preach about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. May God bless his word. Amen.